USA Radio News.
President Biden announced the U.S. and European Union have launched the next step of their global methane pledge to reduce emissions of the planet warming gas by 30% by 2030. The energy pathway will focus on eliminating routine flares in fossil fuel operations and focus on ways to cut methane pollution in the oil and gas sector. Authorities have arrested a man with an edge weapon who attacked passengers inside a San Francisco International Airport terminal, leaving three with cuts and scrapes. The travelers were in the pre-security area when they were attacked. It is unclear what the motive for the attack was. This is USA Radio News.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshares. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, well, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder and CEO of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. And the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sounds crazy, right? Well, the crazy thing is, this never ends. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare, you'll pay nothing.
Were you lied to when buying a timeshare and want out? Get the facts about timeshare cancellation. Call Wesley now for your free information kit. 800-478-7733. 800-478-7733. 800-478-7733.
The Belgian food safety authorities are allowing a Belgium-based Ferrero chocolate factory to reopen after it shut down in April following cases of salmonella food poisoning. The authorization to reopen will be granted for 3 months, during which raw materials and batches of foodstuff produced will be analyzed to see if they align with food regulations. Elon Musk apparently does not want freedom of speech at his company.
Some SpaceX employees circulated an internal letter criticizing founder Elon Musk and told executives to make the company's culture more inclusive. SpaceX had fired employees associated with the letter. SpaceX President Gwynne Shotwell said the letter made staff feel uncomfortable and bullied by forcing them to sign something that's not in their beliefs. Elon Musk denied the letter's accusation on a Twitter post. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
DINOVITE.com.
7 people said to be affiliated with The Late Show with Stephen Colbert were reportedly arrested for illegally entering the Longworth House office building on Capitol grounds. The group was charged with unlawful entry, but the police said the ongoing investigation could bring more charges against the group. CBS News did confirm that members of the show's staff were detained. A New Mexico County commissioner and leader of Cowboys for Trump was sentenced to 14 days in prison for his role in the Capitol riots. He was found guilty of trespassing on Capitol grounds on January 6, 2021. The 47-year-old man will also have to pay a $3,000 fine, spend 1 year on supervised release, and complete 60 hours of community service. Malaysia and other countries have banned Lightyear from playing in theaters after Disney refused to cut a same-sex kissing scene from the animated film. The Disney Pixar film has received criticism in the United States as well for that same scene. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.